On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine. Rainy days, Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me what?
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me what?
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, Victoria.
20 minutes later, the show starts.
That's awesome, man!
So, name all the planets in alphabetical order. Hold on one second.
Okay, I used to know this. Alpha Centauri? Is that, no, that's like lost in space. That's what they were trying to get to. That was like a star. No, I don't know.
Time's up, and beta carotene.
Oh, that's like a vitamin, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, maybe I got it wrong.
Carrots have that. Wait, you turn orange if you eat it. Donald Trump,
you're crazy. This is Tori Lagarde. She's an actress and a humorist, and she also does other things. She plays the flute and the bongos, and I don't know who I am.
I don't do those things.
Which ones?
The flute. I used to play the flute. It's funny how you mentioned that. I used to play the flute.
It's obvious.
Doesn't everyone play the bongos? I mean, how hard is that?
It's so stupid. When I was 13 years old, I remember playing the bongos in a band, and it's because I had no talent at that time.
Oh.
And
clarification.
If anybody ever hands you bongos, you say to them, get out of my face. Okay, don't even bother.
What's the first thing you think of when you hear bongos? It got changed forever about 10 years
ago. Desi Arnaz?
Oh, no. I think of Matthew McConaughey naked. Doesn't everyone?
No, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, stop. That thing went viral years ago. Matthew McConaughey, who's an extreme pothead, and good for him, whatever.
Right. And Republican. Yeah. But that's fine.
Oh,
that's
is
just,
he?
Yeah.
He drives Lincolns. So there you go.
Listen, look, Tori, too much association by...
I see the commercials. Have you not seen them?
Yes, I have. No, he does the Lincoln commercials.
There you go.
Lincoln was a Republican.
He's in Lincoln's pocket. That's all I know.
It's in Lincoln's pocket. So what happened with his bongos?
He was playing naked bongos on
Where?
One of his...
Why?
I'd have to research it.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, that was all over
the
place.
I didn't know that.
I just hear bongos and I think of Matthew McConaughey's butt now.
Okay,
or
fine.
Butt bongo from Howard Stern.
Whatever.
I don't
whatever.
Know. It's whatever. All mixed up now. I'm all culture related.
Yeah, I bet you are. Well, so stuff going on.
Oh, yeah?
Suppose what? There's always stuff going on.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
You have a light switch on your desk now, though. That's so bizarre to me. It's not even attached to a wall.
It's not.
What is it?
It is. It's a light switch.
Oh.
It's a remote light switch, and it
They make those?
Yes, they do.
Everyone, listen up. They have remote light switches. You can put them wherever you want.
Correct. Well, there's a battery in this part, and then it sends a signal to an outlet. Yes.
Wireless.
It has no wires.
So there's no more clapping? There's no clappers?
Oh, great. Thanks. Now you just opened my garage door.
You know, I'm sorry. But that was kind of silly, those clappers.
I never understood the clappers because what if you were watching a TV show and people on the show clapped? Would your lights start going? I never understood that. Never understood that. It's like the Alexa
thing. I didn't
think of that. I met a girl about 3 days ago, and her name was Alexa. And she told me that.
Oh, no.
And
that's like meeting a Siri.
It
I'm
really
sorry.
Is.
I'm sorry, Siri.
Well, your chances of meeting somebody named Siri, unless you're in India, are kind of nil.
That's a sorry.
Alexa is a name that's possible.
It is. Even Alex.
Yeah.
So, if you leave it off.
So, I mean, it scares me because as soon as you say that, I have to look around and go, is something going to go off? Is someone going to be
listening.
Talking to me?
Yeah, as soon as you say that, they're supposed to listen, don't they?
I don't believe that. Well, that's, well, yeah, that prompts
the device,
it.
Yeah.
It prompts it, yes.
Well, there was a funny video that went around 2 weeks ago.
Oh. With
anything
Matthew McConaughey?
Viral. Yeah. Not this time. This time it was Jenny McCarthy.
Uh-huh.
And it was hilarious.
What did she do?
Hilarious.
What'd she do?
I can't even say it without laughing, maybe.
Okay.
she had that Alexa thing, you think?
Yes.
You talk about. Well,
yes.
It's a Google thing, apparently. Google has these little home little speakers.
Yes, they
that
have
you communicate
one too.
With.
That's also, that's a
well,
different.
I didn't know, but I don't have one. But the Google plays a piano sound. It goes, doo-doo-doo. You know, when it's activated.
I did not know that.
Yeah. But it sounds like a real piano. So there was a piano in her room. and she heard it go off, and she thought the house was haunted. She thought it was a ghost, and she's telling Donnie Wahlberg, which is her husband, Donnie, who someone just played the piano.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So it was kind of amusing that, you know, it reminded me of Jenny, of the other one, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, we used to the think, other stupid one.
Yeah, Chicken of the Sea was chicken,
yeah.
And buffalo wings was made of buffalo.
I know.
These people exist.
But Jenny McCarthy, I mean, she couldn't figure this out. She did it. I think she was like just being silly.
No, it was like a camera surveillance. And it did sound like a piano. And she seemed legitimately confused.
And she didn't know that Google device put out that sound?
Not at the time. She was mocked to forever now.
She should be mocked because it's stupid.
But, you know, she's an anti-vaxxer. Yeah. So she's already, misled. She probably thinks the earth is flat and, you know, everything else. Who knows?
She's flat.
Yeah, I don't know. She's two farts. I remember that. Right. She had a funny fart thing once.
Speaking of space, this is scary. Trump, you know this guy Trump?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's, by 2020, which will be the end of his administration, if not sooner.
Right.
He wants to start a different branch of the military for space.
Right.
And I thought, well, that's nuts. That's crazy. He is crazy.
Of course.
Then I come to find out that Russia and China are already developing this technology where from space, from a satellite, you can actually do a anti-magnetic ray that can pinpoint buildings and send vibrations or this Ray stuff. I don't know who Ray is.
Right, yeah.
So now we're on a whole nother plane of destruction as if we didn't have enough going on already
with
nuclear weapons. Now we got things in space that can destroy us and there's no way to detect it. There's nothing you can do about it.
Can't we all just get along?
So I'm saying if you have any coupons for Kohl's or for Walmart, use them now.
Really?
Mm.
So wait, you're making us go shopping? That's the solution?
Well, I'm just saying, I mean, you know, I don't know. The poor little millennials who are going to have to live through this.
Yeah.
Tough.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds bad. yeah. And I was there with my boyfriend.
Yeah?
I like to say boyfriend.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend.
That is so street.
I love being street. I'm fantastic. All about the streets. I sleep on the streets.
Your boyfriend?
I only nap there. My boyfriend and his daughter and son-in-law and the kids. And the kids are great. Oh, so it was
so
a family
great
time.
For them.
It was so great.
Good.
And we were having lunch in the picnic area and then a bird pooped.
On you?
Not me. Not me. They know better. It was my boyfriend.
Don't you dare.
My boyfriend's arm and
his shirt.
Oh, your
boyfriend got all of his shirt.
And it was kind of funny. Right. It's purple. It doesn't come out. But what are these birds eating that stain you? How dare you?
Oh, the purple came out of the bird?
Apparently.
Yeah.
They eat berries, right?
Yeah, they do. Maybe that's part of it.
You know. Is it this nut tree thing again? What's going on over there?
Some type of a blood in their stool or something. I
think it's berries. Yeah. I think it's probably berries.
Yeah.
But it was kind of funny because you hear the sound and you're like, what just happened?
I didn't know it made a sound.
When it hits you.
Okay. Boom!
Well, you know, that's a good lesson there.
Yeah.
You know, don't eat under a tree.
Yeah.
I don't care. Picnics, forget about them.
Yeah.
Don't do those anymore. Unless you're in an open field.
Sure.
If there's a tree.
I don't even go outside.
You don't.
Why bother?
That's why you don't need sunscreen.
Don't I save a lot of money on sunscreen.
It's
that's
another
the whole
planet out there.
It is. Speaking of another planet out there.
Oh, no. Did we find another one?
No.
Did we lose another one?
Actually, I have no more planet things.
Yeah, I still don't know that.
Yeah. I know for a fact now that there is no such thing as UFOs.
I don't believe you.
And I used to believe that there were.
You don't know anything for a fact.
Well,
I know that for a fact.
Well, I do have a Google machine.
I'd love that. Where would we be without it? Do you not look up something every day? Do you not look up something every day?
I do.
Me too.
I do. And the first thing I look at, I consider to be fact. And that's not good. And I know it's not necessarily. So I fall into that trap. So I try not to.
You never go to page two, though, do you? You never make it to page two in the search engine? We never do, right?
No.
That's where you hide a dead body, on page two of the Google.
I thought that was the dark web.
Have you ever been
so
there?
I'm so confused.
I can't talk about
been
it.
There. No, I can't.
I can't talk about that. There. I have.
I think I went there for a weekend back in July.
No, it's a special way to get there. You have to use a Tor browser. And I'm not at liberty
to go
into details.
Is the screen actually dark?
No.
It's bright?
The connection is a little slow, though, because they got to reroute you through Pakistan and stuff, so no one knows where you are.
Is it not true, Tori?
Yeah.
Like a prosecutor. Is it not true, Tori, that
I am not under oath. So.
That when you're on the dark web that you are being observed?
By who?
By the dark web people.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Observing who? Where? They've got to triangulate me first.
Well, if you go to the dark web, isn't there a thing where when it says you're now entering a dark web, enter or leave, does it have that?
No.
You're just in it?
No.
I think that...
You deliberately go on. You can't stumble onto the dark web, number one, right?
Yeah. Not even if you type in dark web?
No. Okay. It's a whole other browser system you have
to
use.
Like a password?
No.
Okay, fine.
You can get drugs there.
Right.
You can get hitmen there.
Porno?
Well, you can get that everywhere.
Yeah.
But probably depending on what kink you have. I don't know. But anyway, the thing about the hitmen is I'd be very careful.
I'm not going there.
Well, I mean, because they're probably setting you up. Of course. How many times do you hear about this? People trying to hire a hitman.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It just turns out to be FBI.
Why wouldn't there be hackers and governments that are on the dark web, and as soon as you go for that, they consider you to be a threat?
Right.
So what good is that?
I don't know. There could be backdoors. You know, I'm not a dark web professional, and I just there's probably ways I don't know about yet.
So silly.
To navigate it.
This is why the whole web thing is so stupid. It's just stupid. It'll be the downfall of mankind, this web thing.
I think the Space Force will. But
well, yeah, okay, that too.
This ray gun you're talking about.
Ronald Reagan. All right.
He was onto it with his Star Wars, remember? He started it all.
No, he really did. He really did.
His
he
actually hair dye was going into his brain.
Another hair dye deal.
Yep.
Well, how I know there's no UFOs is because apparently they tell the presidents all this top secret information, which would include that. And if Trump was told that there are indeed UFOs...
He'd tweet it.
In a second.
Yeah.
In a second.
Right, of course.
So, because he's that stupid.
Yes.
So either they purposely don't tell him, which is a possibility.
Right.
Or there really isn't, because otherwise...
Stop, Ron. That's your basis of information? How you rationalize
absolutely,
that?
Absolutely. This man is so
well, I know that, but they don't tell him as much as they should, for sure. He can't be trusted.
I hope not. But yeah, but he's the president. They got to tell him.
No, they don't got to do nothing.
Well, I don't know who they is.
The same people that say everything. They said this.
Yeah, they said this. They.
It's the Illuminati.
It's the days.
Okay, it's just look at it that way.
Yeah. All right, here's an interesting thing.
I'll be the judge of that.
Apparently, scientists have come up with. They say that underneath New England, Massachusetts specifically, is a fault line.
Uh-huh.
There is an underground volcano that is forming. That can cause the plates to shift.
What?
Yes. That it would be the second largest underground eruption next to California.
No way.
Under Massachusetts. And I got scared at first. I read a little bit further.
Yeah.
And it said that an eruption could take place almost 10 million years from now. So I'm thinking,
well,
why did you bother telling me that? Or send me an email
you
in 10 million
years. You think
this world
is going to last a million years? Never mind 10.
No, not at this rate. Not at this rate.
There's no way.
Not at this rate.
There's no way.
I'm hoping by 2020 we're still
good.
I'm
dying right now.
Everybody
but still,
is.
There's pollution, there's climate change, there's... You know?
And then there's the human beings apparently have no brains enough to preserve the
place.
That's
ridiculous. Don't tell me anything that's going to happen 100 years from now. Never mind 10 million years from now. I don't care.
So
how could
that
I care?
Interesting.
It's not.
It was interesting.
Well, it is. Okay,
time.
It is. It is okay. Because I don't think there's volcanoes under here, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii and California, I get
there
that.
Are, Tori.
What?
It says on the Google machine.
Did you go to page 2? You didn't, did you?
No, I didn't
we
bother.
Never do.
No, there's no reason. There's so much stuff on page 1.
That's it.
Did you ever think that your name was unique?
No, because I've Googled myself, speaking of Google. Mm-hmm. There's many of me. I'm an artist. I'm a book writer. What?
Yes, you are. You're many things.
I mean, an author. I'm a book writer. I write the book things that you people read, and they have pictures in them. No, it's only comic books.
Here's what'll knock you down, no matter who you are.
Oh, no.
If you ever try to come up with a username for any website whatsoever.
Oh, you got to put numbers on it.
Yes, but the numbers that you have to put after your name are incredible.
Oh, no.
I tried my name,
oh, no.
Which is, you know, maybe not, maybe there's others of me, I really don't know. And then I put in like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Right, that's all original.
That apparently, it told me what the next available thing.
Right,
and
they give you prompts.
It was Ron Van Dam 117234, and I was like, are you serious? Do I have to go that specific? No, I can't remember the first part of my name.
I know. But Ron, what are you joining?
I don't remember what
it
was.
Why are you still joining stuff?
It asked
what year is this?
What do you mean, what am I joining? I can't even get into anything without joining something.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But were you on like message boards about Miami Vice?
I was trying to play the Family Feud web game.
Oh, okay, the Family Feud. Steve Harvey was behind this. I just did.
He's behind everything. he really is my mother.
I think he is.
He's my guffa.
I see the resemblance.
My guffa.
Resemblance.
So it said username, and I had to do a new account because it said you can sign in with Facebook. And I go, no.
I know, don't fall for
that. That's the darkest web there is.
Then they connect you. You leave your Facebook. Yeah, you leave everything else behind. So, that's how they keep you.
Yeah. So it said you're going to create a new username. So I put in my name, and it said no. And then I tried like four times and kept saying, no, it's taken. And then it came up with a suggestion with all these numbers after it.
Why do you want your real name, dude? People can find you that way. Make up a name. Don't be you.
Tori, even if I made up a window dressing schmuck, it would say, no, that's taken. That's taken.
I know.
It has to be window dressing schmuck 227-55332.
I know. I get it. All right. Yeah. But I just don't know why you use your real name.
Because everything is taken. Everything.
Ron Van Dam's playing that Family Feud game. I've seen the name. It's 11736, though. Maybe it's not him.
It doesn't even have to be my name.
What I mean. Don't use your name. I'm not using Tori Lagarde. 537.
Tori Lagarde. Was that your name?
Yeah. Why would I put that as my name on a thing? That. Although I do use it as Pokemon, so I can't speak that. Right. Oh, well, I guess I do.
You can make up something, the most bizarre combination of words you can think of, and it's been taken. It's just I feel like I am but
like a number.
Yeah. I feel like a long number. It's very demoralizing. Oh. It really is.
Sorry.
It makes you really.
Sorry. You can't play your Family Feud.
No.
Did you ever sign up?
No, finally? I did not. No.
Why?
No, because I
you
got
didn't want the long
frustrated.
Number?
I said, no, oh. I don't want that. I cannot remember it. No, I really. Well, no, it is not the end of my life that I have to play Family Feud on a Google machine.
Don't you have a job? No, I think you retired, didn't you? From all the video things.
I'm very tired.
We talked about that last week. You retired from the video thing.
I'm retarded.
Because everybody's into Jesus or something. I forget the reason.
Almost. But no. No.
They're subservient. I know. I remember now.
I could not handle.
You don't like men, women kowtowing to men.
Right, religiously.
Really, sure.
Or anyway.
Signing up, it's like it's a contract. You will do this.
You will do this. You are admitting to us in front of all your family and friends, all your Facebook friends here at the wedding.
That you're a known person.
That's right.
So, you know, that
you,
I don't care
you
for
give
that.
You, you know, you,
that's
I am,
why you
got to
do JP's.
I am nothing but his rib. That's
right.
Pretty much how I was.
We won't rehash it because we did it. But yeah. That's why if I got married, I would write my vows and they won't be like anything like that.
Well, you're right. I mean, you said to me immediately, you said, Ron, don't get married in a church and get married in a backyard
sure.
or something. You know, yeah, I realize that. Or in some other place or in a gazebo somewhere with mosquitoes. I said, yes, I understand that. But family-wise, when people get married,
they want
the big traditional thing. And
speaking of gazebos, I saw your neighbor has a gazebo.
Yeah,
it's all fenced in and all proper. Is it like a shrine?
No, it's not a gazebo. It's a jump thing. It's a trampoline.
I can't tell the difference.
No, you can't.
Have I been drinking?
I don't know, but
it's a jump thing. It's a jump thing. That's like the book thing. It's
yes.
Author? A trampoline. We have words for those things, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of outdoor things, my neighbor across the street, putting in a swimming pool.
Oh. Uh-oh. Was that good or bad? I don't know.
Isn't that going to be sound involved in that, like construction?
Oh, yeah.
That sounds noisy.
Yeah, it goes on for like about 5-6 months.
What?
Yeah, it's an in-ground pool?
Yes.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It can. It's going to be winter in 5 months.
Yeah, they got to work quick. Yeah.
And then I'm going to listen to them splashing and having fun all the time? How much noise is this involving?
I know. No, there's some noise involved. There's no question about it. And then they usually put in a little sound system, too, so that they can hear the music while they're in the pool.
If it's good music, I won't mind that.
You know, Tori, I am similar to you, but not quite.
We hope that, yeah.
Right. My body parts are different, and I'm also more extreme than you are, in a sense.
What?
Yes. You won't believe it, but it's true.
Physically, yeah. I go out and... I would. I don't know.
I have a very large problem.
I've skied.
No, I do not ski.
Right.
I have a very large problem with people who are human.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and because they are disrespectful, they are loud, obnoxious people, and these are people.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller ones, called children,
which you've had,
yes, and they're adorable.
If they're yours,
but they make
right?
a lot of noise too.
Yeah.
You love yours. Others are like, I want a table as far away as possible from them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're not yours.
I sometimes.
Yes.
I like a lot of kids, though.
Yeah, so I like peace and quiet. My idea, and what I am looking for, is to have a cabin somewhere.
Uh-oh.
Where...
oh, that's right, your Grizzly Adams.
Yes. However...
Yeah.
Here's my problem.
Mm.
I want everything around me. I want culture.
Oh, you want
convenience. I want stores. I want everything. Yeah, I want gas stations. But yet I don't want anything around me. So I am a conundrum.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. Sometimes it's too much noise.
Yes, but I'm always told that, you know, life is a community. It's a community of human beings.
It takes a village.
And there's nothing wrong with other people pursuing theirs. So Ron, just shut up.
Yeah, you got to kind
of... But then I can't do a radio show.
Go along.
Because then I have nothing to complain about.
I know you wouldn't. We couldn't do it.
Yeah, so
Donald Trump is
out.
Like a gold mine, in a way. I wish he would be buried in a gold mine.
Oh,
but, you know.
ooh, dark web.
Because with his gold.
Dark web. no.
That's a good one. You did good.
Yeah. No, he's very entertaining. This is one of the most entertaining reality shows. I can't keep my eyes off it.
But
at the same time, it's a very destructive show.
There's no other news. Yeah. You turn on the news, it's just Donald Trump news. Is there peace in the Middle East? What's happening? Once in a while, there's a Turkey earthquake or something. But you know what? It's just...
You know, it's the old story in the media. Any exposure, any publicity is good publicity, whether it's good news or bad news. It puts you in the limelight, and he is that. He needs to be in the limelight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. It's ego. It's all ego. It's all ego-driven.
It is all ego-driven, and I don't... You know those artists that throw knives at somebody standing against a wall and they just miss them?
With precision?
Yeah, and maybe there's an apple on the guy's head.
Yeah, what's that about?
Yeah, I'd love to have Trump volunteer and find a guy that didn't throw that well.
Yeah.
You know, that's just me, though.
I don't want to watch it, though, because that sounds gross.
I wouldn't watch it. I just want to hear it in the news.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear it tweeted.
Yeah. Some people want to watch that, though.
Yeah, I can't do that. This Christian Alliance thing.
Christian Alliance?
No, not the Christian Alliance.
What? Is that a gladiator thing? Is that the Colosseum?
The
Christians are there lions
and
involved?
The Lions.
What?
These are two football teams.
I'm like, is that a new task force?
The Christian Alliance?
Trump
is going to start a new branch of the military.
You said, I'm going to play this back.
I did say that. I mumbled that.
Stop with the mumbling.
The Christians,
the one time you're not
the Christians and the Lions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what the final score was.
In Detroit against
the Christian. The Milwaukee Christians.
What would that be? Milwaukee? No. What's a real religious place? Utah, Salt Lake.
Okay,
the Mormons.
Okay, so there's,
but there's still the God's involved in the Mormons,
well,
isn't
the
he?
Mormons against
was it Joseph
the,
Smith?
The Lions
or the God?
I don't know. Anyway, no, I could not watch that as much as I was rooting for the Lions. and then bullfighting, I could never watch that, Tori.
They stab it.
Yeah.
They kill it.
Yes. And for what?
I don't know.
And for what?
I don't really understand it. Yeah. It's a cultural thing, right?
Yeah. It is a cultural thing.
Why would I want to be grown up to watch, as a child, watching a bull get killed in the middle of an arena?
And then, to show that you're macho and that you have testicles, you run down the street with bulls chasing you.
What is it called? The
running of the bulls.
Yeah, people get gored.
Yes, Al does.
I don't want Al to get gored.
He invented the dark
web. I like Al Gore.
I do, too.
God bless him.
He's a savior.
He is.
But, they get gored, and then because they're macho guys.
Yeah.
Macho men.
I don't think it's a good idea. I just don't think it's a good idea. We don't that in America. Yeah. America! Oh, yeah!
Well, we outlaw it because we're very, very sensitive.
Sing the lyrics.
No, you can't. We're very sensitive to the treatment of animals here.
There's regulations, dude.
Well, dude, it's the only regulations we have left.
Oh, he's going to take those away, too. There was something
about
the hunting of the whales or something was going down,
well,
remember?
His son likes to do the big game Africa hunting, so he was going to say, yes, it is.
To import the ivory or something?
Yes, you can bring it home with you. And he does everything to make his family better and his friends. And anybody that isn't his family or friends that shuns him, he's out to destroy them. What a wonderful situation.
And you know why he does this? I think, and I've said this since day one, it's a distraction because he wants to do what he wants with Russia, and then he's going to get rid of regulations over here. So we'll all talk about his regulations and his emissions and whatnot. And meanwhile, he's over here making money with Russia. He doesn't want to talk about that. Ooh, that guy.
Who?
What's his face?
Bobby Slayton?
No, just Donald Trump. But anyway, excuse me.
Yeah.
I would like to say,
what?
I don't remember why I wanted to bring this up,
what?
But I have Brian De Palma on my phone. And
can because, I talk to him?
No. That sounded so wrong.
Yeah, it did.
I goofed up.
Brian?
I derped.
Hello? Hello, Brian.
This is me, Brian De Palma. How are you, Ronaldo? Are you good today? That's good for you.
Brian, good to have you with us today.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. You know, I directed Scarface, you know. Oh, I remember what I wanted to talk about now. Now we have to do it.
You know what's the remake in Scarface? God damn it. Leave it alone. And this is where I wanted to go with this.
Where?
Okay. They will never remake Citizen Kane. Mm-hmm. Agreed?
Yeah.
It's a masterpiece. They will never remake...
Oh, no, but it never will.
Never.
Probably, you just put it out there.
I did. Okay, but forgive me. And also The Godfather.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they just won't remake those classic movies. They think Scarface is time to be redone. It's obviously not a classic. 1983.
Right.
I think it was a classic. I don't think you need to do it, but it's already being done. Mm-hmm. Brian De Palma is a slasher director. He did Carrie. Mm. He did The Untouchables. He did the very first Mission Impossible.
Right.
He did Dressed to Kill with Michael Caine.
Mm-hmm.
So he's if you want to get a bloody movie, you get Brian De Palma. He's going to just make it like... Bleh.
So he's going to do...
So he's not going to do the new
Kane?
One.
Oh. I don't know. Can I talk to him?
It's me. I did the movie Carlito's Way. I like Al Pacino.
Carlito's
and I talk like
Way.
Adam Sandler a little bit sometimes.
Crazy.
Body Isn't Double, that was a good movie.
Yeah, there were two of those movies. He's a member of the Christian Alliance, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They don't need to remake old movies that were great, I think.
There are only a couple of examples in history of remakes of movies or... Like Mission Impossible 1, Mission Impossible 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7,
That's
8.
That's a series,
Halloween.
Though. Those are series. It's not really a remake.
Well, they're never as good as the original.
Oh, sure.
Except in some circumstances. This Mission Impossible, latest one.
I thought the first one with John Voight was the best. I'm sorry.
I did not see that because it was not in front of me.
Dude, it was great.
Dude.
He was hovering.
Yeah.
Down to the floor, and his little sweater, his sweat
that.
Came off his hand, his head, and he had to catch it with his hand.
I remember that.
It was tension,
that
was tension.
The original TV show. I told you last
week. Oh, yeah. We did this. We did this dance.
This has been done.
It's done. Done.
It's done. We're finished with
Over.
That.
Over.
All right, let's
what
move
else you
on.
Got? You got a paper there? What's on
you
your
got paper? A paper. I got a paper boy stop by today.
All right. Anything new in the news?
I was a paper boy. Did you know that?
No.
That was my first job. I delivered newspapers.
That's every guy's first job, isn't it? Weeding, mowing lawns. Delivering papers, shoveling snow.
Oh, yes, yeah.
I don't know. I didn't have that kind of stuff.
What'd girls, you do?
Girls are different.
What do they do?
We don't do anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, what you do.
You said do.
We
all do,
Ron. You're a girl. Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You've been a girl for a while. Why, when you have to go to the bathroom?
Oh, we've got. Yeah.
Well, I don't think you ever answered me. I think you evaded the question like Huckabee Sanders.
This is your favorite question. It's got to be. This is Ron. Listen, everyone you're about
to
hear, Ron's
me,
favorite question
me.
To ask.
Because it's
he can't
never
get
been
it
answered.
Out of his brain.
It's never been answered.
He can't. I know.
It's
you can't
never
get it out of
sufficiently answered.
It keeps you up at night. Ask the question.
No, that's not what keeps me up at night.
I think it might.
No, it's a urine.
Be
thing.
Honest with yourself.
What is the why? Why do women, when one says I have to go to the ladies' room, another one pops up and says I'll go with you? What somebody?
If a guy did that, I'd be like, "There's something weird going on here."
Correct. Guys would not do
They're
that.
They're going to start tapping their foot in the stall. I know what that
well,
means.
Well, a guy would say, "I'll," you know, if a guy said that, I'd say, "Well, I have to go too, but I'll wait till you come back." You
oh.
would never do that. But what is it? Why do women go in pairs to the bathroom? Could you answer that, please? And don't get away from the question.
I don't think I got away from it last time. I'm going to track down the tapes. But anyway, I don't have a lot of friends, so I'm not familiar with this process.
See, here we go. You're not answering the question.
Listen.
It's all these cavats
so true.
Involved.
It's all true. There's not a cavat. It's true. It's a caveat, isn't it? Or a cavat. Is it a caveat?
It's both.
I don't know my Latin. I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. But I'm wrong, too.
Okay. Wouldn't be the last time.
Won't be. Oh, I'm going to be wrong right now.
Let me ask you a question. Why do women go to the bathroom together? Why does... When
the only explanation I have is that we're social creatures.
That's it?
And they want to kind of still in their little sewing circle, and they're like hens and chickens, and they want to kind of go together and say, "What did you think about that? What is she wearing? Did he say that?" And maybe they gossip about people.
Yeah, this is conversation they wouldn't have at the table.
I want to go to the bathroom and come back. I don't need to fool around in there. I am on a mission. I'm like a guy like that. Yeah. I go, I leave.
Yeah.
I don't need conversation.
No, you don't.
I actually prefer not to have it.
Of course not. How can you have it while you're doing that stuff?
It's awkward.
Well, it's awkward because it's being held behind.
See, yeah. I am. Are you listening to me tinkle too?
Well,
when a turd hits the water, are you waiting for the splash?
Yeah.
Am I getting too descriptive here?
No, it's a good point.
Yeah,
you're talking
about
the
privacy.
Audibles.
I want privacy.
I get it.
Yeah, there's audibles.
I just think when men are left alone at the table and the women have gone together
what
to the ladies'
talk about?
Room,
yeah.
We don't talk about anything because
there?
We don't know what to do.
Oh. So you're in a predicament as well.
That we've
a
been left
one.
In
been, yeah.
due to the fact that the women left the table.
So you're forced to converse with the guy.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
No, guys don't like that. You know what they turn to?
Sports. Yeah, I know.
And
hey, the Patriots won last night, by the way. Oh, the night before. Whenever we're listening to this. Last weekend. Last week they won.
Last Thursday?
They beat the Philadelphia people. Was it Pennsylvania?
Well, they didn't beat anybody.
They beat everybody.
No, they didn't.
It was like, yes.
Well, they did the first week too, but it doesn't make any difference.
Oh, it's not a real game.
So it's stupid.
It's still exhibition?
They're exhibitionists.
Oh.
But it's stupid.
So they're like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, in a sense. In a sense, they are. It's I don't even know why they have it. It's because people can't get enough of this stuff, even if there's nothing to watch.
Ron, you never watch football. Is that what you're telling us right now?
I watch it
sometimes. There you go.
If I have nothing else to do. I don't,
if you're not playing Family Feud on your phone, you mean?
I can't get into it.
You can just make the name up. Make a new name up.
No.
Use the name Donald Trump. I bet no one's used that.
Yeah, well, no one would.
That's a good one. He's a pariah.
Probably Donald Trump 1 is probably still available.
He's probably the one using it. He's on that Family Feud.
He probably bought all the rest of them.
He does.
So no one else could
use
it.
There's no winning. It's fixed. The fix is in.
It's fixed.
Don't even play.
The man's crazy. And there's no collusion involved, you know.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Well, he keeps saying there's no collusion.
But it's not a crime. Don't you remember?
No. Well,
it is
a crime. It is a crime, and here's why it's a crime. Because if there was collusion,
right.
Even though you say it's not a crime,
yeah, I know we did this
you
too.
Already said there was no collusion,
exactly.
So you covered it up and you lied.
Right.
So
he's lying.
So you're done anyway. So
it's silly.
Collusion leads to cover-up.
But
that's,
how badly does the media really want him to go down when he's the number one topic? Okay.
No, I think this has gone beyond revenue. I really have. I really think
it's gone
beyond revenue.
Nothing goes beyond revenue, Ron. Lesson number one.
Even this might go beyond revenue for the media. I mean, he actually said, Trump actually, here, listen to this. This goes way back.
Way back.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing.
So he's asking a country.
But you know what? He was asking it as a joke. I'm not going to defend him. You know I hate him. But I'm thinking, he can't be. Is he really serious? He can't be.
Yes.
It was a joke. It's like, oh, Russia, if you're listening, just want you to find those. If I said it, you think I'm joking, right? He's like me. He's just, there's nothing real going on. He's crazy.
He said it.
I need more than that.
I see.
Ron, what kind of sound bites you got in there? You're like, ooh, well, stand back.
Right. So even though he said he had no idea that his son was just meeting with the Russians.
Yeah,
in the
some
Trump
of those
tower,
things he says I definitely have to take issue with.
Joke.
This one.
This might be a joke.
It sounds a little sarcastic to me, and I will not defend him.
He's not a great comedian.
He thinks he is.
Shouldn't
though.
Be
he
doing
thinks he's making jokes. He's a 400 pound man on a bed. It could be. It could be anybody. He's not serious. Is he serious? I mean, he is in a way, but it's just the way he says things. It's just off the cuff.
I didn't think he was serious at first because I thought he had some intelligence. Now that I've learned that he has no intelligence whatsoever and he has a lot of mental conditions, now I know that he is serious.
Okay. So it's done,
not sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah, it is what he actually believes.
Interesting. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It is.
Well, what does it do about it?
Who?
Anybody.
What can we do about it?
Yeah.
Well, what we have to do, first of all, step one would be in November with the midterm elections.
Right.
That would be the governors and the Congress, the House and the Senate. Yeah, the Democrats will probably sweep that stuff, I assume. And then Trump would not have the rubber stamp that he does.
Okay.
He would have more conflict from his peers.
Right.
And the Republicans would very quickly, like a smack in the face, like a boulder falling on their noggin, they would realize right after Election Day in November, uh-oh, I can't associate with this man anymore. He's destroying our reputation and kicking us out of. That's what's going to happen.
Okay.
And they're going to, everybody's going to start turning on him because he is not an asset anymore.
Right.
He's an asshole.
Oh, sure. So, since the beginning.
There's some asset to asshole. It's they a just, very short right. trip.
It is. And they just go along with him because he is the president. They don't like him.
Well, because his base is about 33 to 40%. And
oh, it's gone up to 40 now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's not a lot.
No.
But even I think 70% thinks he's doing a decent job of Republicans. Mm. Of Republicans. So,
all they care about is immigration and these fine point that usually have to do with being racist anyway. Mm. The people that follow him. These little racist elements to it that I don't like.
They're not little, they're quite large.
Yeah, they're large.
Yeah.
But it's not so much the taxes, the economy, the jobs.
No.
I think it's basically
I don't think the common person with the brains that they are equipped with knows what's going on.
No.
I think all they know is how big is my paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I doing? How am I doing in paying my bills? And can I get some Supreme Court people in there to change things my way so that this country is totally Caucasian again?
Right.
I think that's just it, period, done, end of
You're letting people in to get my jobs that aren't, you know, and I want the jobs. We want the jobs. Again, it's all about money. It really does boil down to it. Even with the racist level, it's still money because these people are coming in. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't be. And they're going to get some of these jobs. Or they're going to get benefits. Or they're going to get money. And the money's supposed to be for us real Americans. I think it all boils down to
it's not us real Americans. This country is composed of these people.
I know, but I'm talking about his base.
Oh, yes. No, his base thinks that the country has been robbed from them.
Sure.
And that if there aren't people that look exactly like them,
right,
then they think that they've been robbed and things have been taken away.
Have they been asleep for the last 40 years, though? I mean, seriously.
It's that they never changed in the last 40 years. And they weren't asleep. They were
quiet.
This
country is a melting pot.
They were quiet.
It just is.
Not to them. They don't want it to be a melting pot. They want it to be all one color
pot. Well, it's not going to go back.
No, it's not. That's the whole deal. So, but we find that out. We just hope there isn't too much destruction before we do find that out.
Right.
So that's that. All right. Good for me.
Yes.
the CDC. Did we talk about this last week?
We did because they said they dropped a new CD.
That's right.
Did you just pick up the same old paper? Is that just
one
paper?
Oh, it is. Oh, my. Where's the new one? Where's the new one?
The paper looks awfully familiar.
All right. The Bermuda Triangle. We didn't talk about that last week.
I don't think so.
We're talking about Bermuda shorts. Does anybody wear Bermuda shorts anymore? Do you even know what those are?
Yeah, that's from like the 60s, isn't it?
Yeah, they were shorts that came down to your knee.
Those aren't like capris now then, huh?
No, now they're like homeboy pants.
Oh, yeah, but you got to wear them low.
That's why they go down to the knee.
Like you have a full diaper.
That's right.
You got to kind of hang.
The crack must show.
Yeah, yeah.
I do crack. I am crack. I have crack.
Ooh, that's not a good look for guys. What's wrong with you?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Crack is not a word that even if, you know, there's a crack in the wall, that's not even good.
Nothing the good word about crack is just bad, right?
Yeah, cracker. That's not nice. That's not a compliment.
And you know what that means? They get that from the crack of the whip.
Yes, not from the saltines.
Not the saltines. I love saltines.
I do too.
You get little ginger ale saltine.
Yeah, they're nice.
It gets upset. It fixes you.
It does. It does fix you. They're amazing little foods.
Yes.
Anyway. So the Bermuda Triangle. The Bermuda shorts.
I mean triangle. The triangle in your shorts.
There
have been
the question as to like why are ships disappearing and planes seem to disappear.
Are they still talking about that?
Yes, it's been going on for.
Well, in the 70s, they made like movies about it.
Sure.
It was like really important to not fly there.
It was like a monster movie or something. So in England, where they do a lot of research, because there's nothing much else to do.
We don't care here. We're ignorant. America's ignorant.
That's right. We're busy. We got too much.
Yeah.
We got to get the kids to soccer.
Yeah.
So the university studies have deduced in their mind that the Bermuda Triangle has nothing to do with UFOs.
Mm-hmm. Which is I didn't know that it did ever.
Or magnetic fields.
Oh, I thought the magnetic thing maybe.
No, that's not the magnetic fields. Apparently what they said that there is something exists that part of the world that doesn't really anywhere else where
is it a vortex?
It's the Atlantic Ocean deal
because
it is the Atlantic Ocean.
Sure.
And you get these from the south you get these extreme heats from the north
the heat things. I know those plural heats.
Heats and the colds coming down.
It's like is that Miami? Is that a basketball team?
It
Wait
is,
a second.
It is. That's the Colts. That's the Baltimore Colts. They meet just outside of Florida, Carolina, that whole section called the Bermuda Triangle. And the waves there are monster waves, which do not really exist even in the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
The waves will swallow anything.
Okay, let me stop you right there. Let me stop you right there, Van Dam.
Go on, man.
Airplanes.
Yes.
They're not touching the waves,
yes,
dude.
Yes, they are.
Wait.
That's how big the waves are.
What?
They are so...
Planes fly at 30,000 feet, man. Don't tell me it's any tsunami. Because
Torrance, it is the air masses
that it
creates the waves as far as the boats are concerned. Oh. And it creates the incredible turbulence and destructive air masses that do the same thing.
And there's no video of this happening? I mean, satellites, nothing?
Probably on the internet. I don't know. Maybe on the dark web.
Like the Loch Ness Monster and Bigfoot.
No, there's
these
no
videos,
video.
You can't...
How can you have videos of it?
A passing ship over here, outside the triangle, with a cruise ship.
Just
a
outside
cargo line
it?
Over
just,
here.
Just 10 feet away from it?
No.
Look at that, Bob. Can you believe it?
Why is everybody Bob?
Gigantic
Why river. Is everybody Bob? That's all I'd like
because
to
Because you can't forget that name, because even if you're dyslexic, it's still going to come out right.
Is that it?
You can't go wrong.
What about Neil and Bob?
Well, that would be more of a thing.
All right. I'm just getting silly now.
That's enough. I think we're out of time.
I've had my coffee, though, so I don't know why.
I think we're out of time here.
We have to be.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. We'll be back next Monday with
another piece of paper.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find some new stuff. She's Tori Lagarde. She's here, and I'm Ron Van Dam, and we'll be with you next time. Until then, we wish you peace.